It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Stacey Dooley and Grant Kilburn, who are both starring in 222 A Ghost Story, coming to Milton Keynes in September. Stacey and Grant, how are you both?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Really well. Lovely to speak to you. This show looks brilliant. For anyone who's maybe not aware of it yet, give us a bit of an overview, first of all, of what it's all about.
Well, it's a thriller, a ghost story. Four people in a house one night, and this question of whether ghosts exist comes around. Mm-hmm. It's got jumpy bits, scary bits, twists, moments where the audience is laughing, and then the next second they're gasping. And that's all I can say, because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
There's analysis. Yeah.
So. It's a very simple concept. Like you said, only four characters in the show, but it's gripping, and it's been a huge hit in London already, this show, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's done really well. I mean, and there's been various different interpretations of it over the last, you know, couple of years. Yeah. It's such a treat, honestly, to be a part of. There's only four of us. It's me, Kev, Grant and Siobhan. And we play two couples, and it's in a domestic setting. So it's, you know, it all plays out in my living room, Jenny's living room. And yeah, I suppose the ultimate question is, are you team skeptic or are you team believe? You know, are you sort of up for entertaining the idea that there is something sort of otherworldly out there, or are you a bit more sort of science facts based? But it's a scream, actually. It's great. It is great. And it's such a joy when you sort of get the response from the audience. Yeah, I won't give too much away, but it's,
It sounds great.
You're so sort of on the edge of your seat every now and then.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like there's a bit of sort of play along then about it. Is there a bit of play along ability for the audience?
I suppose it's not so on the nose, but yeah, I think they're definitely thinking. And what I sort of love as well is, I suppose there are moments where they might be thinking one thing, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, they might be thinking something entirely different.
Yeah.
Awesome. So where are you up to? I mean, the tour's not started yet, has it? But you've done this show in London.
Exactly. So Grant's done it multiple times, actually. Grant's very experienced. But I did it last year in town in the West End. And we're in rehearsals at the minute. And it's the last week, actually. And then we open Monday. I'm totally lying. We open next Tuesday.
We open in Manchester next week. At some point next week. Third week of rehearsals, and it's taking its toll.
I would say the week it is.
Yeah.
We open in Manchester and we're on the road until the end of November.
Yeah.
So you've got a busy couple of months ahead. And Stacey, like we mentioned, it's a relatively small cast, but one of the other members of the cast, as you mentioned, is Kevin Clifton, your partner. Is this like a family road show, this tour?
It's hilarious, isn't it? I know. Yeah. I mean, we haven't really worked together. You know, we haven't sort of done anything since 2018, really. Yeah. 7 years, which is a long, long time.
So how's this going? You know, is it any different?
Well, it is different. The dynamics have changed. You know, when we did Strictly, when we were dancing together, you know, he was the pro. He was, you know, he knew that show inside out. So I really had to lean on him. He sort of dragged me around quite literally, you know, to the floor. But obviously, you know, I'm reasonably familiar with the play, having done it. So it sort of feels quite nice that he can come into, you know, this world and enjoy it as much as I did and continue to. But we're both fans of the play, you know what I mean? Like, we went to see the play before either of us were in it, and really blown away. And then I don't know, it's funny, I sort of thought instinctively, I wonder if I'll ever be a part of this, which is mad to say, because I'm, you know, I wasn't acting at that time.
This was your stage debut, is that right?
Like, correct.
Like, why this show, or how did you kind of take to the stage?
Well, they approached me and said that they were looking for a Jenny when they were in the Gielgud. Would I be up for auditioning? And so they sent me the script, and I always think it's really important to do things, even if you feel really wobbly or you feel uncomfy, or you even might feel a bit daft. You know, I think it's really important, if you fancy it, just go for it.
Yeah.
Like, the worst that could have happened is, you know, they wouldn't have given me the gig. That's not the end of the world. So, yeah, I was made up when they offered me, you know, the role. And because it was unknown territory, I just sort of soaked it all up. And, yeah, I've been really blessed with, like, both casts. Last year I had a lovely gang, and this year is exactly the same. So,
Nice. So you mentioned the tour starts week after next. Is there, apart from Milton Keynes, obviously, are there particular locations you're really looking forward to being?
Milton Keynes, we are very excited about.
We can't wait to come to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, you're only that far from Luton.
You're from Luton, aren't you? Yeah, this is almost a homecoming.
That's right. Yeah.
Grant, where are you from?
I'm from, well, originally Plumstead, so but southeast London.
Okay.
So the closest we get is, well, I'll be getting probably Guildford, Crawley.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That way.
Yeah. And will your families be coming to see you on the show while you're out on tour?
My mum and dad are like my groupies. So they're coming multiple times. They're not from, they're, so mum's from Cleethorpes and dad's from down south. So they're coming to Manchester twice, oh. Right? Then they're going, they're becoming Milton Keynes as well.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome to meet him, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
Peterborough, yeah, you can sit with him if you want, mate. Peterborough, my God, I'm losing count. Malvern, they're going to all of them, so making the most of it.
I love that. So they're following along in convoy. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We need to get them some merch.
Yeah.
We need to get them some merch.
Get them flogging the merch.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you mentioned at the start, this is not necessarily for people who believe in ghosts or don't believe in ghosts. You could be either. It's just an opportunity to explore the subject, I guess, through this show.
Each of the characters represents a different person in society, basically. So everyone in that audience will be able to relate to at least one character. And that's what makes the play so interesting.
Yeah,
because
nice.
People, even in at the interval, are having a back and forth debate about, you know, what they're trying to suss it out or what they believe and what they think of the characters. And that's just, you know, it's like a social statement, if anything. It's brilliant.
Yeah. It sounds like such a fun show to be a part of. What would you say to anyone who's thinking of getting a ticket?
Strap in. And be ready to jump.
Yeah, it is jumpy. Yeah. It is jumpy. But it's I think it's brilliant as well, because Grant, I'm echoing what Grant's just said, but he's totally right. Like, there's four characters, and outside of the play, we all know a Ben, we all know a Lauren, yeah. We all know a Jenny, we all know a Sam. Do you know what I mean? So the familiarity feels it just feels like, God, you know, I can imagine myself in this situation. The domesticity, what's the word I'm trying to say? Domesticity, is that right? Yeah. Domesticity, yes, she is. it feels like I've been in this situation, like I've sat in living rooms like this, I've had these kinds of conversations. It's smart and it's clever, but it's not too highbrow. I think tonally it's spot on.
Amazing. It sounds great. Well, absolutely.
I'm along, yeah.
Get yourself a ticket. 15th to the 20th of September, it's here in Milton Keynes, 222 at Ghost Story, starring Stacey Dooley and Grant Kilbourne. Grant and Stacey, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you both. We cannot wait to see you here in Milton Keynes. Thank you so much for your time.
Likewise.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks, take care, buddy.